And it is Holy Trinity Sunday in the Christian Church. Many denominations recognize this day by speaking the Athanasian Creed during this day. The Athanasian Creed was not written by Athanasius. It was dedicated to Athanasius, but not written by him. And one note, too, the creeds, all the creeds of the Christian Church were written in times of great controversy. And these creeds were forged, come together, and they have spanned centuries, and they're still spoken by Christians today. So it's important that we say these words and take them to heart. And we'll do this responsively. We'll have part one in the beginning of the service and part two in the latter section. Whoever desires to be saved must, above all, hold the Christian faith.
Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will without doubt perish eternally.
And the Christian faith is this:
that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confessing persons nor dividing substance.
For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another.
But the Godhead of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit is one, the glory of equal, the majesty of eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated.
The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite.
The Father
And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal.
Yes, there are not three uncreated, or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite.
In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty.
And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, and the Holy Spirit is Lord.
And yet there are not three lords, but one Lord.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, dwelling in majesty and mystery, renewing and fulfilling creation by your eternal Spirit, and revealing your glory through our Lord Jesus, cleanse us from doubt and fear, and enable us to worship you, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, living and reigning, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we hear from God's Word.